Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, When Will I Ever Live What I Believe?
Speak the Word.
We have to become single-eyed. We have to become single-minded. You know, and I realize that this can be a challenge. It's a challenge for me because there are so many things every day biting for my time, trying to distract me from my work. And I'm sure that most of you have this same challenge because the enemy is always trying to cause us to lose our focus. Saints, to be single-eyed means to realize that God is all, and I capitalize that all there is and takes up all space. Hallelujah. Because until you actually believe that you are the one that He's talking about when you read His Word, you won't have it in you. You have to be convinced that the Word is not just it is for everybody, but it's particularly for you when you're reading it. It's for you. When you're reading God's Word, it's Him talking to you. And so you need to listen. And also, let me throw this in. It wasn't in there about taking scriptures out of context. We want to be careful that we don't take scriptures out of context. If you read a scripture, always go back four or five scriptures above that and four or five down below so you'll know what He's talking about, where He was at, and what He was saying, and why He was saying what He said, because so many people will take it out of context. So you really want to read several verses up and several verses down, and that'll give you more of an idea of, you know, where He was and what He was talking about. Because like I said, you just can't take one's word. For instance, a lot of people, you know, quote the scripture, and it might be in here, Philippians 4:19, where God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But what you need to do is understand that's just not for anybody. If you read back up three or four scriptures above that, you will see that the church of Philippi was the only one that was supporting Paul's ministry. And Paul was thanking them for supporting his ministry. And he was saying that the money, that what they were supporting to his ministry was being stored up in heaven for them. And that God would supply all of their needs. So a lot of people will take that out of context and they've never given a dime or they've never done anything to help any church or anybody. But it is all of God's Word, so much of it is if, mm-hmm. You know, God will say, if you do this, then I'll do that. But a lot of people leave the if out and they just, you know, go do that. There is also a supernatural element to your believing that God causes things to come to you. For example, they did an experiment in a room full of people once and they offered $100 as this man had felt led to do. Afterwards, they did a survey and it revealed that 84% of the people that didn't get the $100 said they didn't think that he would give it to them. In other words, they had no expectation. If you want to hear from God, you must have expectation. You must be expecting to hear from Him. you need to expect to receive, because we'll not receive any more than what we're expecting. So you need to be really expectant from God. And when you pray and ask God for something, you have to believe that He hears you. Remember what I said, what you believe about God will determine what you get from Him. I'd like to share three things with you that I believe that will help you. I want you to understand that once you have prayed and made your request known to God, and then I want you, after you prayed, say, okay, this morning you made a prayer, and after you have prayed, then this is what I want you to do. Number one, I don't want you to talk about it. I don't want you to be running to the phone telling all your neighbors and everything that you're believing God for this and you're believing God for that. You know, it's a religious thing, you know. People always said, I'm believing God for this and I'm believing God for that. And we'll talk about that too. Number two, you don't want to be thinking about it. You want to get on about your business. When you pray and ask God, be specific about your prayers. Pray according to God's word. And then do like He says. He said, whatever you ask of me, you shall receive it, if you believe it in your heart and doubt not. So if you start thinking about it, you're going to get in doubt. And the enemy is going, you're going to give him an opportunity to start putting doubt in your mind. And when he does that, then he's going to get you to say things that will cancel out your prayer request. And then you won't get it. You're showing doubt. You're not showing doubt. You know, the first voice that comes to you usually is the voice of God. And the second voice normally is the enemy trying to persuade you or discourage you from believing that by telling you different things. Like, you know, this is not, you know, that's not going to happen. And don't look at it. In other words, don't be looking at your circumstances. You can't be looking at your circumstances when you're asking the Lord for something, because He doesn't deal in the natural. He deals in the supernatural. So everything that's coming from God is going to come through the natural, but through Him. In Romans 4:20, New King James, it says, and Abraham did not waver in faith. He did not consider his body. He said, in other words, when God told Abraham that he was going to be a father of many nations, he didn't talk about it, he didn't think about it, and he didn't look at it, or he never did consider his circumstances, and that's why he never wavered in his faith. The key word here, I believe, today is consider. Abraham did not consider Sarah's old body, even though she was in her 90s, he did not consider his age either. He didn't think about his age. He was 100. That right there is enough to, you know, if the Lord tells you you're going to get pregnant, to say, I don't think so, Lord. You know, I mean, that era's passed. At least I'm hoping it has. Praise God. You cannot focus on what is around you in the natural, your circumstances. God can change those things in a blink of an eye. Everything that's around you that looks like it's an impossibility for what you're asking God for, He can change that in a blink of an eye. It's just a matter of having faith. Friends, I was a widow living on a fixed income. That's the way it appeared in the natural, that I was a widow living on a fixed income, because that was really what I was back in my husband that's deceased passed away in 2002, and I remarried in 2009. So for 7 years, I was that way. And some of you probably know that listens to my program. Because like I said, in the natural, that was the fact. But you don't have to base your financial security on the world's economy. God, our Father, is our source. He is our provider, as I was saying in my book here. And you say, it's kind of worn out too. You know, but that's okay. God's Word never gets worn out. And God's Word never changes, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 12:24, in the English Standard Version, it says, consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They neither have storehouses nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Oh, how much more value, he says, are you than the birds. You're so much more of value, so much more important. And I want to encourage you to believe, God, that all of God's promises will come true for you. In Isaiah 41:13, in the English Standard Version, it says, for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. He is the one that's going to help you. And He's never going to let you down. Friends, there's times when you can't depend on your family and you can't depend on your friends and you can't depend on your job. But I want you to know today that there is never a time that you can't depend on God. He's our Father. He's always there for us. Holy Spirit's always here to help us. He's our teacher and our helper and our confidant and our advocate, whatever we need. And in other words, if you get into a legal bind, talk to Holy Spirit. He's your lawyer. He's your advocate. If you need comforting, Holy Spirit, He'll comfort you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you that you have given us everything we need to be successful in all we do. Help us to become more focused so that we can get rid of all of these distractions that are preventing us from living the life that you have provided for us. Help us to understand that it's important what we believe about you, for what we believe about you will determine what we get from you. Father, I thank you that you always hear me when I pray, so I pray that I'll not be focused on the things in the natural, but realize that these things are only distractions from the enemy. Distractions that will cause me to doubt you, distractions that cause me to lose my faith. Your word tells us in Isaiah 41:13, "Fear not, I am the one who helps you." It does not matter how threatening or impossible the situation might seem. I will not consider or focus again on the natural, for I know that all things are possible with my God, and that I can is living in me. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.